Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I make waffles.
Not as good as these, puss. Sorry. Unless you make these.
No, I don't make the waffles that well.
You can at home.
I'll admit that.
Heavenly Waffles. HeavenlyWaffles.com is the website. We eat them all the time here. They're freaking amazing.
Today they were served with gravy and sausage.
On the side a little bit there, right? There's a restaurant in Omaha called Petro's. He's going to be there Saturday morning, 11 to 10.
I don't know.
Excuse me, excuse me. 11 to 10 would be weird.
That's a long shift.
Yeah, 8 to 11 in the morning.
Greg,
the
sausage touched the syrup.
He ate them separately.
Does that offend you? Or did he?
I'm with Greg on this situation.
Did he serve them separately?
Yeah, I ate them separately.
Okay. So he served them up special for you.
Yeah.
No, I just kind of cut out it.
He ate the meat part first, like their meal would be, and the rest would be like a dessert.
Gotcha.
But yeah, Heavenly Waffles, HeavenlyWaffles.com. We can't recommend these things enough. They're great.
I make waffles.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. So I mentioned I saw Jack Lambert.
Yes, you did.
At the beach.
I love busted coverage on Twitter. Site follows guy. They'll say Tom Brady's buying gas this morning and stuff like that. Show some dude buying gas in a Brady shirt.
He was moving along too quickly for me to take a picture of him. But I wanted to put him on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was looking for more Tan Line Tuesday, and it was the same thing that I told you when I was there a couple of months ago.
Too young that you would creep him out.
Right.
You're taking photos of him.
All the scantily clad chicks. Mm-hmm. I mean, the ones with the tiny thongs and the tiny tops.
16?
15.
Yep. How'd you card them?
No, but you could just tell.
You can tell.
And the older, the girls, and even in their 20s, dressed a little more modestly,
right.
Or they'd have the sarongs wrapped around their waist, unless they were going in the water.
You're right. You see it on the beach all the time, and you walk behind somebody, and all of a sudden, I saw a guy. I felt bad for the dude, because he was walking down the beach with his daughter, and they're in front of me. And I was in St. Pete last March. But the daughter was not, she could have been 25, but from behind I couldn't tell. All I know, it was just her whole ass was hanging out. I mean, it was butt thong, bathing suits. And there's a guy, I can tell he's an older man, so I'm thinking, well, she's probably older. And they turn around, and it's like him walking with his 15-year-old daughter. I said, hey, your daughter's ass is hanging out. Do not say that. Do not say that, Craig.
Okay.
They get mad.
Any tan lines there? We do a thing called Tan Line Tuesday.
Yes, we do. That happens tomorrow on Twitter. Right now it's at TNT Radio Empire. You can follow us today. Richard Lewis is going to phone the program shortly. Curb Your Enthusiasm season number 9 after like a couple year hiatus at least.
It's been like 4 or 5.
It's been a while. Years.
It's been a long break.
I did see a guy in the
best
orange
part about it is that Larry David looks the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That dude
really
doesn't.
He does.
He does, man.
I did see a guy who resembled Rob Gronkowski in the Orange County Airport.
But would,
I know he has a number of brothers. He has older brothers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's
got
a whole,
big dumb animals in that whole family.
Whole big clan of those idiots.
Yeah, and he was wearing a
Gronk jersey?
I know he's wearing a U of A shirt, University of Arizona shirt, and it looked like one of those shirts, a specialized shirt that you couldn't get, you know, say, in the bookstore or whatever. So I wondered if he had an older brother.
Who that went to U of A?
Hung around Southern California.
Just yell Gronk, probably turn around and look at you.
Well, Gronk played at U of A.
Yeah, I know he did. Yeah.
But and one of his brothers played at K-State.
If you're Gronkowski, you're probably all Gronks. That's probably what you're called.
Well, he looked like a Gronk.
Yeah.
Striking resemblance to the Gronk.
Or maybe he knew he did.
That could be,
and
too.
And instead of being obvious with the Patriot stuff, I'll wear a U of A shirt, and so chicks walk up to me.
Oh, yes. He's the second youngest of five brothers.
Oh,
five brothers.
Yes. There's.
God, they must destroy that house when they were kids. I think they still wrestle each other.
Well, they destroyed that house in Quahog.
Oh, that's right.
We rented it for just a little party joint.
Yep.
It's our second Family Guy reference of the day.
Yeah.
Many more to come.
Mr. Evans?
Oh, yeah.
Did we get all the...
Oh, no. The Deadpool names. Get a few
Deadpool
more left.
Deadpool names, yeah.
You
we
got
do
the
have
list.
A few left. I thought I did.
That's right. Lil Wayne died.
B. Wayne.
B. Okay.
Don't say that.
She might be a little.
Yeah. Not little, but B.
She'd be
B.
old Wayne.
Wayne.
B with two E's.
B-E-A as in Beatrice.
Okay. And she was an old soul singer?
She was, no, was a big guy. Band singer.
Big band, okay.
The soul singer.
Who am I thinking of?
He recently passed as well. I forget what his name was. Charles something. He passed away.
Two Bradley, players had Charles him. Charles Bradley?
Yeah, that sounds right. Two players had him. Some of the players, some of the 46 players that had B. Wayne include, but are not limited to, Hot Tubbin' with Skip and Dot.
Yeah.
Somebody, by the way, emailed us and wanted a the background.
They don't know
to the Skip and Dot story.
I sent that person just a link to that story.
Oh, did you?
I googled the story and just said, here, I could try to explain it, but just read this. It's horrible.
Yeah, Skip had a heart attack and drowned Dot in a hot tub
while they were attending
their daughter's wedding.
Sex in the hot tub.
Yeah, it was their daughter's wedding.
Wedding in Mexico the night before the wedding.
Yeah. And I believe Skip and Dot were Canadian, were they not?
They may have been.
And
that comes to mind.
Skip died of a heart attack. Dot drowned. And just saying it doesn't make it sound as funny as the Deadpool names do. It's a brutal story. It's so brutal.
But
and
Skip
we're
was
bad. We're going to,
on top of
we're
Dot
going to non-existent hell for
in
that.
In the hot tub when he had his heart attack,
mm-hmm.
and she couldn't get out from underneath him.
Right.
At their daughter's wedding.
The night before.
The night before.
The night before. Therein lies all the Skip and Dot Deadpool names.
More sodomy, please.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sodomy.
They also had a hit with the Deadpool. Mrs. Dick's peg list gets a hit as well.
All right.
So that's always fun.
3-4 minutes, Richard Lewis.
3-4 minutes late, he's running.
So. Oh, late, okay.
Apparently he's not good at the structured time.
Well, that means he talks.
No. Yeah, he talks.
I don't think we ever talked
to Richard before.
Yeah, we have.
I thought we have.
Yeah, it's been a while, but we have talked to him before.
This is a bad day to play Who's Taller.
Yeah, because Scottie Pippen or John Lynch.
They're not the only ones that we could bring up.
Right.
Too much discrepancy.
However, everyone... No. Everyone else is 5'10".
Everybody's 5'10"?
Oh, everybody's 5'10".
Right.
Or they say they're 5'10".
Yeah. Well, not anymore they don't. For instance, it's a Michelle Bachmann birthday today. For Led Zeppelin drummer John Bonham.
He was 5'10".
Very good.
Happy birthday!
It is also a Michelle Bachmann birthday for Arnold Palmer.
Happy birthday!
He was 5'10".
Yep.
He was.
Yep.
It's Cheryl Teague's birthday.
Happy birthday!
5'10".
Pretty sure she's
5'10". Yeah. Oh, no, it's not her Michelle Bachmann birthday. Sorry.
She's on this date in 1926, Henry Ford announced the 8-hour, 5-day work week.
That's a big deal, man.
Henry Ford is 5'10".
Oh, yeah.
Or was 5'10".
Yeah.
I should say.
Oh, hang on. He's out. That's Michelle Bachmann then, right? Oh, no. That's just...
Right. He just announced the 8-hour, 5-day work week on this date.
And you looked how tall he was that day.
Well, because everybody else was 5'10".
You're trying to find somebody taller. Yeah.
Or shorter.
All right. Henry Ford did a crazy thing where he paid. He had some faults, like he liked the Nazis. but one thing he did, he had a crazy thing where he knew he could sell more cars if he paid his employees enough to buy the cars that they were actually making.
He wanted the people who were working for him to buy their vehicles.
Yeah, that doesn't happen so much with any kind of industry today.
You know, I did make a mistake here.
What?
We could have played Who's Taller. Who's Taller, Cheryl Teagues or Mark Hamill?
Cheryl
Teagues is.
I think Mark Hamill's a little taller.
Mark Hamill is 5'9".
He was the shortest one on that.
He looked a lot bigger in Star Wars.
He looked shorter than
than what?
Than the dude Hans.
Yoda?
Hans.
Oh.
Than Yoda. Yeah, that's probably why I thought he was tall, because he spent a lot of time with Yoda in that one scene.
But a lot of people are taller than Yoda.
Yeah.
I think he was about the same height as Darth Vader.
No.
No, Darth Vader is like
huge.
He's huge, yeah.
Really? How tall is Darth Vader?
Man, there's some geeks.
I got nothing on that one.
Geeks are racing to the phone now because somebody knows that. Man.
Somebody can help us.
Some
there.
Geek knows that.
6'2".
All right, there you go.
The freaks, the weirdos, the misfits, the geeks, the dweebs, the dorks.
They all knew that.
Yeah. And this has Mark Hamill at 5'8".
Yeah.
6'2" in uniform?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was always shorter than Harrison Ford. You can see that, so I just went.
And Chewie's 7'6".
All right. Ooh.
Is that right?
Chew on that.
That's what it says here.
I believe it. He's a big boy. He's a big Wookiee.
Prosecutors are expected to request a minimum of 2 years in prison for the wiener.
Yeah, that dude might have trouble in prison.
Is he going away today?
Not necessarily. He
they
may not be going
their
away.
Their wieners out.
But yeah, soon.
He did.
He gets his sentence today.
Okay.
They expect 2 years, I've heard.
They're asking for a minimum of 2 years.
Right. And he could get his max as 10, right?
Yeah.
For sexting a teenager.
Yeah, a 15-year-old.
Yeah, stop that.
Where's his trial? New York?
Yes.
It's already up to the judge, though, now.
Whether he receives prison time or not, the wiener will have to register as a sex offender for at least 20 years.
Man.
Yep. That's going to hurt when you apply for a job.
Man.
You would think so. You would think that would come up.
Yeah, he might have connections, but he's not going to be a lawyer anymore, I'm sure.
And he's not going to be a guy on TV anymore.
No, he's not going back to TV. And his wife had been wiener. She dumped his ass, right?
Mm-hmm.
Still have a kid together, so I'll take you to prison next weekend.
How does that work? Do you just go down to the State Patrol or wherever and sign up as a sex offender?
You have to keep it updated.
Or something.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. These guys answer too quick.
When I went through, yeah, I went to get my concealed carry permit.
Well, that's not a sex offender list.
But you go through the same process.
Yeah, well, they don't want sex offenders to have guns, right?
You go to the same place and you go through the same process. They fingerprint you.
And don't you got to knock on doors, like your immediate houses? What is
no,
that?
No, I don't think so. I think
that's an old rule, right?
Well, I think aren't there many levels of, like, if you're...
I'm just saying.
Depending on what you've been convicted for, you might have to tell.
Some judges might make you go around, knock on doors.
That's
and
a
say,
call we're not going to get.
Yeah, probably not.
We're not going to get. Yeah, I just recently registered.
Some judges, the real hardcore ones, might make you put a sign in the yard, things like that.
But I've never seen those.
Even
driving around, and they got to be around.
Well, I don't think we have any really radical judges around here.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember seeing signs when I got my concealed carry permit. The sex offenders go register over here. Concealed carry guys do this.
But you don't want to walk down the wrong hallway.
You basically go
along the wrong line.
The same process.
I'm
you
in
get
the
them
wrong
all
line.
Your information. Yeah. You get a picture. You get fingerprinted. It's the same deal.
So it's the Department of Sex Offenders and Gun Nuts.
Yes.
That's right.
Or guys who want a concealed carry permit.
Well, like he said.
Or like that. Yeah. Group of hikers in England were up in the England's tallest mountain, and they had to call to be rescued because they smoked too much weed.
How tall is England?
They were not able to climb down, apparently.
I almost had to be extracted from a frat party once for that reason. Me and my buddy were smiling too much, and we were afraid to leave because paranoia kicked in. And I kept thought everybody was looking at us. I said, we need SEAL Team 6 to get us out of this frat party.
Authorities.
Too high for a frat party.
Yeah. Okay. Authorities deployed mountain rescue and air ambulance teams to the 3,200-foot pike.
That's not a mountain.
Hang on here. Puss is fluffing.
When they
Richard
became
Lewis.
Incapable of walking.
Season number 9 of HBO's Curb Your Enthusiasm starts this Sunday. We've been waiting for a while for it to come back, and it did. And we're talking to this man, one of the stars of that show, and a zillion other things, Richard Lewis.
Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Rich.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
First of all, I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
Syndication is congratulations.
Thanks,
on that. But did you change your names from Eddie and Eugene to Todd and Tyler to make it sound better?
That's a good point.
You've been doing your research, haven't you?
Todd is his real name. Tyler was never
married. No, I didn't. I'm just curious. I've been in show business for 49 years, and these are questions that drive me nuts.
Okay. Well, Todd was his real name. Tyler's a radio name, but when we met, I was already Tyler, so we were locked. We were lucky. It ended up being Todd and Tyler. Yes.
Right, and the Empire thing was meant to be.
I know. You might think you're lucky, but for cynics like me, I feel you're both phonies, to be honest with you.
And you don't even know us.
I don't care what you say. I was locked into Tyler. I was. His name, his uncle was Todd, who got killed by a heart. Harvester machine in Omaha. All this is bull crap.
Hey, I want to.
You should change your names to Eugene and Irving and see if you're still successful. I got news for you. You'd fail miserably.
Is Richard Lewis your born? Born name?
What
was that? Your given name, Lewis, as a kid? Of course it was, right?
No, my father changed his name from Lipchansky to Lewis, and he came. You know, and his grandfather, my grandfather, I don't know, he was Lipchansky from Russia, but when they asked him, what do you want to call yourself? And he went from Lipchansky to Lewis, he must have had some pretty good hash from Russia. I don't know how.
It worked.
He went from Lipchansky to Lewis is beyond me. But I stayed with Lewis.
That works well, actually, because Lipchansky wouldn't have worked.
My father was a caterer, and his name was Lipchansky, too. Actually, I think he changed it to Lewis because he said, Lipchansky would have wrapped around his card that he gave to people. It was too long. Not funny, but it's just true.
Hey, we had Bobby.
Todd and Tyler. You know, Todd and Tyler, and I'm teasing you guys, sure. But you could, if things go south for you, you could have a ventriloquist act. I'm Todd. I'm Tyler. I'm Todd. He's Tyler. He's Tyler. I'm Todd. I mean, you can open for me initially in Reno until you get your own theater, you know, like Carrot Top.
Okay, our contract is up at the end of the year, if you could contact us a little later in the year.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, he has his own theater, for Christ's sake. He's got to be decent, you know. But sure. Listen, so Curb is coming back on Sunday.
I can't wait.
I'm so excited. You know, I'm one of the stars of the show, but I'm a guest star. I'm only on half the show, and that's fine with me. This is the darkest, funniest I've seen them.
Man,
edgiest,
and that's saying something. That's saying something.
It's beyond hilarious, and I'm a guest star, so I can say this without feeling like a jerk, you know, an elitist, and all that, you know, those words.
Yeah, but we love the show. We always love the show, and when it went away for a while, we just knew that Larry's waiting around us. We took what, 3 years off at least.
Yeah,
5 years.
Five. Okay. God, five. All right.
Yeah, and that's why I was hanging around at. Yeah. Hanging around gun stores. Very few people know that.
See, I would have been disappointed.
But 5 years is a long time. I never asked him when he's coming back, how many am I in, none of that. But when he called me, he says, I'm coming back, it was fantastic. And if this show gets the kind of heat that it will, like the first show did years ago, my God, I think he'll come back faster than we think. That's my hope, anyway. And
me too.
Because this is really edgy. This is the edgiest comedy on television, without question.
Well, this is HBO. They're dropping F-bombs in the promos on HBO.
Yeah, they are, actually. Yeah. Right.
Oh, are they really? I haven't seen any.
And you rarely see F-bombs in promos.
I haven't even thought about that. Richard Lewis with us, season 9 of HBO's Curb Your Enthusiasm. Hey, your old friend, in fact, you tweeted a photo of you and Bobby Slayton like Friday, and Bobby was sitting here in the studio with us when he saw the Twitter.
Really?
Yeah. Where
was he playing?
He was playing the Funny Bone here in Omaha.
Yeah, we've known Bobby for a long, long time.
Yeah, so he was...
He's one of the funniest guys I know, but I tweeted it just out of ego, because that was about 30 years ago, and that was before Bobby had his entire face done.
I didn't know he had his face done. Yeah, you guys were...
He's the only guy who had a foot lift, ladies and gentlemen. I had nothing done. I looked pretty much the same at 70, but he would look like, death warmed over at this point.
You look great at 70, by the way.
I tweeted that. Tell Bob, huh?
You look great, and how do you do it?
You are 70. I didn't even think about that.
I know. He stretched everything out. He goes to these doctors in Beverly Hills.
No, you.
How do you look so good at 70?
I stopped drinking and drugging 23 years ago. That helped a lot. You know, I mean, put it this way. You know, I am friends with the Stones.
Yeah.
And I think that Keith Richards is one of the coolest dudes in history.
Of course he is.
But, you know, when you look at his face, if you stare at it, it does look like Saturn or the moon. And mine doesn't. Mine is smooth as a little Barbie doll. But Slayton,
yeah.
The pit bull,
yeah.
Would have looked like a pit bull. See, he was always afraid his face would turn into a pit bull. And this whole thing, this pit bull of comedy, I'm fed up with that, too. I wish he was on the air now. I would destroy him.
I wish he were back here, too.
No, he was loving the photo. I love the photo.
He's a great comedian, yeah, but yeah. The pit bull of comedy, what kind of bullcrap is that, the pit bull of comedy? It's so stupid. Plus, with all the facial work he's done and his foot, and he's, you know, he had five toes, they were together, and he had to split them apart. He had a lot of work done.
The photo you had, it was a photo you
I'm
guys...
I'm going to have to come do that funny bone and
you
just
should.
Talk about the pit bull of comedy.
Oh.
Is the funny bone downtown or is it out in the suburbs?
It's out in the suburbs.
Out in the burbs.
Yeah, but it's a great club. And Bobby will tell you that. Bobby's been coming here. We've known Bobby 20 years now, so he's been very cool, man.
He's had a tough couple of years,
yeah,
but he's
he
doing great now, and I love the guy, and I'm just joking with him. You guys are great.
Richard.
Even though your names are phony and obnoxious. And
Season 9 of HBO and sad. Curb Your Enthusiasm, son. We love your work, Richard. Thank you for everything.
And thanks. I love your work, too, even though it makes me sad. And I will see you in studio when I play the funny bone.
Yeah, I appreciate
or
it.
Or at the theater when we do the ventriloquist thing in Reno.
I will or a theater, yeah. But I will play the funny bone if they take the word funny bone off the stage behind the mic.
It doesn't say it, I don't think. It does.
I don't think it does,
no,
but
it does.
I think it's got one of those character microphones.
Well, they do that to me because it doesn't say funny bone.
I don't
no,
think it
it's
does.
Got one of those caricature microphones behind it. We'll cover that up for you.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's bad enough.
Thank you, Richard.
That's the only club in America that needs a facelift. Don't tell them and they won't hire me. Not that I care. I don't care anymore. I've been doing it for 49 years. I think I want to schlep to Iowa to play to a stage with a microphone behind it. You're nuts.
Well, we were hoping.
Schlep. Bobby would have been bummed out. Thank you, Richard. Talk soon, man.
All right, thanks a lot, you guys.
See you, man.
Take care.
Not that I want to schlep.
Slap.
Been doing this 49 years. Screw that. I love that dude, man. And we've never met Richard Lewis, but he's one of my favorites. And he's been doing it for a long time. You're right, exactly. So 70. You never think of these guys being that old. But if you just look at their date when they were born, and it is 70.
But he is kind of one of those guys who's looked the same for about 25
years.
He's definitely
aged because, you know, in the mid-80s, he was like this long-haired, hippie-looking, you know, now he's 70. I get it. But you're right.
Well, he quit the drugs and alcohol.
Yeah.
So,
you would think
just the neurotic, just the neuroses itself would wear yourself, it would wear you down. But he seemed to handle it pretty well.
Yeah.
He's acclimated.
The phony Todd and Tyler coming back. Hang on.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.